Oh, I forgot that I have it. Sorry about that. Okay, so thank you for the responses. I think the most of the questions, my questions, were answered, but I just wanted to follow up on a couple of things. The first one has to do with the strategy for inclusive education, and that it ends in 2030. And so what I wanted to understand is, are there any targets? Because I heard about the strategies and action plans, the first one and the second one, but I didn't hear anything about what do you really want to achieve by the end of the plan, so that we can monitor its development and monitor its success. So if you can, if you have this information, that would be very useful to establish a target for inclusive education. 100 schools, all the schools, 100%, I don't know. That's number one. Number two, I wanted to talk about the inclusive schools and the work that you're doing now to make sure that all the schools would be inclusive. I didn't hear any part that has to do with the infrastructural renovations or redesign of schools. Is that happening now, or is it going to happen when that plan is on? And are there resources that are going to be available everywhere, including in remote areas and other communities that are far and with minorities and so on? That's of interest to me. Then I have one question on the respite service. My understanding of it was that this is done to support the family that are caring for children who are severely disabled, right? If that's the case, then also my understanding is when the eligibility has to do with the person having a child of that sort, and then they go and ask for this, and then they're able to take rest. Or is it that the person who is supporting them is available in the home when the mother is taking a break? I wasn't sure I understood how it works. So if somebody can explain that to me. With regards to early childhood education, you said that it's going to start from age of five, and it's going to be, our understanding is that it's going to be free for everybody. My question is, does it include refugee children and asylum seekers and unaccompanied minors as well, or not? Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to ask the remaining speakers to only take 2 minutes each, please. Hind Ayubi Idrisi.
Merci, Madame la Présidente. Merci à la délégation de la Slovaquie.